Mausoleum of Paisak Batar Mambetulu. It is located on the top of a hill on the border of the Dihan and Sarkimir rural districts, on the right bank of the river Talas, 4 and 5 kilometers northeast of the village. Built in 2000 on the site of a collapsed mausoleum. Architect is Momunjanov. Paisak Batar, B, an active participant in the struggle of the Kazakh people against the Kokhan dominion. Born in 1789 near Taraz in the family of the legendary Batar Mambet Kundasula, according to legend, a prominent associate of Ablai Khan. Already at a young age, having shown outstanding organizational skills and high moral qualities, he gained respect not only from fellow tribesmen, but also from the Kokhan authorities, who awarded him the honorary title of Datka, which gave him the right to tax exemption and the personal privileges. He is also known as the initiator of the process of the sedentary life and the development of irrigated agriculture among nomadic pastoralists. In 1845, Paisak Datka joined the People's Liberation Movement against Tsarism and the military political expansion of Kokhan and was one of the closest associates of Sultan Kenes Arı Kasımoğlu. His active participation in the liberation movement on the territory of the Şu Talas in Tefluf found in a vivid reflection in the oral folk art of the Kazakhs of South Kazakhstan. In the spring of 1847, during a battle with the Kyrgyz Manaps near the Kekile-Sıngırta tract on the Şu River, Paisak was captured together with Sultan Yerjan Sarjanoğlu 3 days before the capture of Kenes Arı. After being released from captivity, he returned to his fellow tribesmen in the vicinity of Avliya Ata. In 1860, Paisak Datka as a part of the Kokhan army took part in the Uzunnahash battle with the Russian troops of General Kolpakovsky, then returned to his native pastures and served with the Kokhan people. In the summer of 1864, outraged by the arbitrariness of Kokhan authorities in relation to nomadic population of the region, he sent his son Ahmolda to the location of Russian military detachment near Avliya Ata with proposal to assist in the fight against Kokhan people. Having learned about his acts of the Kazakh Bey, the ruler of Kokhan, Mulla Aymkul, ordered to seize Paisak and deliver him to Tashkent. In August 1864, on the personal order of Aymkul, the 75-year-old Paisak was given a painful execution. After tying the living man to the muzzle of a cannon, his body was torn apart by a sword. The brutal reprisal against the most popular among the people of the Elder and the Batar caused anti-Kokhan action in the Kazakh clans of senior Jews, to a large extent contributed to the transition of many of them to the side of Russians. Ahmolda, wanting to take revenge on the Kokhan people for the death of his father, brought thousands of horsemen to the detachment of Chernyayev, and leading them participated in the Russian troops in the battle for Shumkent. The memory of Paisak Batar is immortalized in folk songs and legends and various written historical materials. His name is associated with the creation of irrigation facilities. The remains of more than 20 irrigation canals built by him flowing in the area of the modern city of Taraz have been preserved. The remains of Paisak Datka are buried in the area Sura Paisak on the ancient burial mound. A raw monument was erected on the grave by the beginning of the 20th century, completely destroyed. In its place, in 2000, a monolithic concrete mausoleum was built, the architecture of which used local traditions of religious architecture.